Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiya, it is the Bite Size Show. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's Liverpool news. It is Friday, the 7th of April, 2023. It is a Friday which only means one thing, and that is that Jurgen Klopp has had his pre-match press conference ahead of the weekend's fixture. And that fixture is Arsenal at Anfield. As if this week couldn't get any bigger, we've now got a must-win game at home against, you know, top of the table. So one to look forward to, I guess, because the atmosphere should be absolutely incredible, but also at the same time one to maybe fear, because although Arsenal have struggled at Anfield in recent times, they are very much, you know, the best side so far this season. They are going for a title, they will be ruthless, so we really do have to be careful. But talking about Klopp's press conference, let's go into an injury update ahead of the weekend, and we'll start with Virgil, who was missing on Tuesday night against Chelsea. I'm pretty sure the rumours were that he was just out with an illness, and he is now completely normal and back in training, which is a good boost for Liverpool. We obviously know that our defenders, none of them have been brilliant this season, including Virgil van Dijk. And at this moment, you could probably say, you know, there was one time where you'd think he's irreplaceable, but right now, in the season that he's had, if there was a defender who was on better form out of Joe Gomez and Joel Matip, he might actually come in, but those two haven't been great either. So he's kept his place in the side. And I do expect him to come back and be in the starting 11 come Sunday. Hopefully, you know, he plays out his skin like we know he can do. Him and Canate hopefully can, you know, do defensively good against whoever starts, whether it's Jesus for them, you know, Martinelli, my word, what unbelievable player he is, and also Saka on Arsenal's right-hand side. We need Virgil to really step up in that game, and hopefully not just, you know, has he had an illness, maybe him not playing midweek has helped him. So let's hope he can come back and be a real pivotal player come Sunday. Moving on then, we'll go to Luis Diaz next. Klopp said that the plan with Luis is that he was available 100% for Leeds. Again, it looked good, everything is fine, but it was a long, long injury, and so we have to be careful. We will probably not involve him come Sunday. Another game where Luis Diaz misses out, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on this show, it'd have been lovely to see Luis Diaz back against Arsenal, the team he got injured against at the beginning of the season. But if we're being realistic, it's not going to happen. We need to be really cautious with Luis, because he's an unbelievable player. Probably, you know, in the first half of the season before he got injured, one of our best alongside Alisson. He was the one who really showed fight, energy. And sadly, he got an injury, and a long-term injury. He did come back in December, obviously, whilst the World Cup was going on. But in the camp that Liverpool had, he got a setback and was out for even longer. And Liverpool do not want to do that again. They don't want to aggravate any reoccurring injury that might happen. They don't want him to get a niggle. You know, it is probably the right decision to leave Luis Diaz out of this game against Arsenal, especially with how physical I think it's going to be. But yeah, I'd have loved to see him be part of the squad in some way. And being available available for Leeds is great news. You know, that's another big game for us. If we want to even get into Europe, not even top four, just Europe, we're in a race for just being in Europa League at this point. So hopefully, you know, he can come back. Don't expect to see miracle things from him because he's been off for how long. But it'd be nice to see him back. He looks good in training and that's great news. We've most definitely missed him throughout the season. And hopefully we can see glimpses of what he might be able to achieve next season, towards the end of this season, because let's not put any pressure on Luis Diaz to come back and be firing. You won't see the rest of him until, you know, next season, and I'm okay with that. We just need to, you know, build up his fitness again and, you know, get him used to actually being in a competitive football game, because he's been out of them for quite a long time. And if on the off chance that Klopp is bluffing in some way, that, you know, Luis Diaz might play some part, whether it's only 10-15 against Arsenal, we'll see. But even 100% for Leeds, don't expect him to start from the beginning. I don't think that'll happen. But yeah, good news that at least he's getting a step closer. And I can't wait for that Leeds game, because it means I get to see Luis Diaz in red again. Moving on then. Thiago obviously resumed training this week. Klopp said Thiago looks slightly different. He was not out for that long. He's trained now 3 or 4 times with the team and he might be available, but we have to check how he feels today. So as long as Thiago doesn't pick up a mad injury in the next 24 hours, we'll hopefully be able to see him. He's at a different stage, Luis Diaz, obviously, in terms of him not having a long-term injury and him being a bit more fresh. And coming back, he also was expected to come back, I think, after the international break. Maybe Man City was the game we aimed for, and he's had, you know, an extra week and a bit, so hopefully he can come back, make an impact once again. If you're at risk of injuring him again, don't start him, work his way back into the games. But if we're being dead honest, we don't have time to work anyone back in, because we need to win and we need to start doing it now. But yeah, hopefully see Thiago and hopefully he can influence this team massively in the midfield, because we are struggling both defensively and in the attacking sense, as we all saw against that drab performance against Chelsea. But that is the injury update from Jurgen Klopp.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Moving on, then, we'll talk about the midfielder, because why wouldn't we? And Jude Bellingham then. The decision on Bellingham's future is imminent. I'm going to try and say this person's name. It's Roar, I'm going to say. I've got no idea. If you want to go and check him out, it's at RNBVB on Twitter. Then you can try and pronounce his name, because I've got no idea. But he has said a verdict on Jude Bellingham's Borussia Dortmund future is imminent as speculation continues over the England international. There are 2 options for Bellingham. He can stay an extra year in Dortmund while he may become their highest paid player, or, and if he does, he'll be offered a contract extension that could include a release clause, which could change his plans in the future. So I assume if they don't, you know, reach a certain amount of, whether trophies, appearances, whatever it may be, or if in a year's time he sees Liverpool and they're in the Champions League again, maybe he can easily get out of his new extended deal by that release clause. But the obvious other option is for him to just leave this summer. He can go to Liverpool. Man City are sadly also in the race, as well as Real Madrid. And both of them will have Champions League football next season. Liverpool, not so much. So that is a little bit of a worry. But, you know, let's see what happens. Moving on then into the article, it says Bellingham remains a priority target for Liverpool, though the Reds are anticipated to face significant competition from other top European sides, which obviously is it's the norm. It's what's expected. He's an incredible player. We'd be lucky to have him. He'd be lucky to play for Liverpool as well. But sadly, we might not see him in red. I'm hoping that we do. A decision is yet to be made on his next destination, but apparently it is expected extremely soon. And hopefully he posts a photo of him in a red Liverpool kit. And then we can all feel a little bit better about life and about the world. And look forward to next season a little bit more. But yeah, interesting to see where he goes, what his decision is. And I really, really hope that he does end up at Anfield come the summer. But yeah, that is the latest on Jude Bellingham. Has, you know, came out earlier on today. But moving on to a current Liverpool midfielder then, and this one's kind of a shock. It came out of the blue for me, this one. And that is that Liverpool believe James Milner is in his last season at Anfield. This is coming from Give Me Sport and CBS reporter Ben Jacobs. Trust him, if you will. I'm not really too sure on everything. But this is what he had to say. The 37-year-old existing deal at Anfield is coming to an end and Jacobs doesn't expect the Reds to offer an extension. Milner, who is earning £120,000 a week at Liverpool, is set to be out of contract at the end of the season. Obviously, alongside him would also be Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita. So maybe, you know, there is an entire shuffle of players in the midfield. I'm not 100% on this one. He's obviously extremely versatile and he'll play in every single role that you offer him. And also, he's extremely good as a vocal point. And I wonder why we'd want to get rid of Milner and cause ourselves another headache. Jacobs has suggested that, from Liverpool's perspective anyway, Milner is in his last season at the club, but he would be keen on staying another year. Speaking to Give Me Sport, he said, from Milner's point of view, he'd like to extend at Liverpool, but from Liverpool's perspective, they've always been under the impression that this is his last season at Anfield. It's not because they don't value him as a squad player and a dressing room influence. It's just ultimately time for the player and the club to part ways, and that's been Liverpool's perspective. Now, if they see anything in the last few games in terms of leadership and impact in their push for Champions League football to change that, then they can always potentially, you know, come back on their decision. But in essence, nothing has changed with Milner, even though he would love an extra year at Anfield. And once again, I come back to this of, I've not heard anything about this. So this coming out the blue, I'm not 100% sure I believe any part of it. James Milner would be exceptional in terms of, you keep him and he's the background influence. He's, you know, your captain, your leader off the pitch. He can play in those FA Cup games, you know, the first couple of rounds with some of the younger lads. He can be, you know, the senior player in those games. We obviously need to make sure he's not playing 21 appearances like he has done so far this season. That can't happen. We know that. But getting rid of another midfielder when you're already losing Naby Keita and Ox on top of, you know, there is rumours that Fabinho might go. It seems, I'm not understanding why we'd get rid of a player to then cause ourselves more headache to bring them, you know, to bring in a new player. And I don't see why we wouldn't offer James Milner a new contract. We wanted to keep Bobby Firmino, you know, and he's a senior player in his 30s, and Jürgen Klopp wanted him to stay. Obviously, he's got a different skill set to James Milner, but they've both got extreme experience and the leaders. And they continue to make the dressing room happy because of how versatile they are, how much they sacrifice themselves on the pitch. And I don't get why Liverpool would want to get rid of a really hard working player who can play anywhere you need them to in case there's, you know, a catastrophe of injuries anywhere like there has been, you know, this season. But also for the ability to keep him and to just use them in the games that we maybe only have fringe players in, squad players, squad rotation, and also for the ability to use them as a voice, not just for the senior lads, but also for the likes of Harvey Elliott and Fabio Carvalho, and maybe the players coming through the ranks, Calvin Ramsey as well. Hopefully he'll be back next season. Yeah, a bit out of the blue. I'm not too sure I'm reading anything into it, but you just can make your own mind up. And if he does eventually leave this summer, then I'll be absolutely devastated because I absolutely love James Milner. But there is also a thing that I've read, you know, throughout the years where I think he'd like to go back to Leeds to finish his career. I'm not sure when that is, though. And if he seems like he'd enjoy another year here and we can own, and you know, we can offer him just a year, I don't see why we wouldn't do it when we need to do so much revamping in that midfield and also a defender. I think we need it'd be another headache caused, and it'd be from our perspective once again something that we've caused by not solving the issue earlier on or by trying to get ahead of it and just getting rid of them at the wrong time. That is all the news for today. If you want to keep up with the latest Liverpool news and more Red Men content, then just use the code BITESIZE for 50% off 3 months as club captain monthly sub at redmenplus.com. Obviously, you can get all our other shows there in podcast and video form. So do go and check it out. We'll have more stuff coming up on the Arsenal game come Sunday, as well as a final word come Monday. Hopefully the Reds will have 3 points come Monday. I'm not 100% thinking that's going to happen, but I'm really hoping that it will. Anyway, nice one for listening to the podcast. Enjoy your weekend and up the Reds.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.